Yeah, summary of Hilchus Hatmana. A few inches of tradition, I've been looking. Okay. So let's make a quick summary, if we can, of Hilchus Hatmana. Yeah. Greaseproof.
First,
greaseproof. Greaseproof. Greaseproof around the whole thing, or just at the bottom? Yeah, and then you put the foil container in a foil container. Why should you do it? Maybe two wrappings. One wrapping should be enough, Clara. The second wrapping, the is problematic. Unless you're doing it, it doesn't spill over. But why should you protect the food? We need to protect the food. You don't need two layers to protect the food.
It's in the container as it is.
That's the double wrapping. First wrapping, the second one is a problem.
Okay.
The first wrapping is okay. But you've got a second wrapping now over here. No, the second wrapping is a problem because that passes for heat. Okay, so we said over here at the beginning that there's two things. There's a moistiv hevel and a dovah she'ein a moistiv hevel. Moistiv hevel is something which gives out heat control. So the maaseh, we haven't really got this nowadays, we said, because most of our stuff hasn't got this potential. The only thing we said the equivalent of this nowadays is if a person puts something on a fire, moshel a blech, and he wraps up the pot on the blech. Since the fire underneath is giving out heat, and now it's insulated, so which is being given out heat, that's called a dovah hamoshev hevel. That l'chor is the only hechatiltum we've got nowadays of dovah hamoshev hevel. All our other insulations that we do are not moshev hevel itself. That is the only example, which can be. I mean, it can be. A person's got a pot on top of a fire. Well, like your case, your person's got a schnitzel wrapped up on top of it, wraps up a piece of schnitzel, and he puts it on top of the pot which is sitting on the fire. The chayra, we're going to see there's a tain for this, but the chayra should be problematic on it. Yeah? And then you got dovah, so that's the one example. Then you got there, the chashash is that a person, before he wraps it up in this insulating thing, he's going to heat it up again. He's going to stoke the fires, the remes. That was the case of Chazal, which was dovah most of heaven. You had burning hot embers. And of coals, so you put your pot in these hot embers. Before you put your pot in, you move around the embers to get them glowing. That's dovah moistiv hevel. That makes it very, very hot, and that will keep the pot nice and boiling hot. That's a dovah moistiv hevel. That is also even on Erev Shabbos. A dovah moistiv hevel is also even on Erev Shabbos. So our equivalent case of putting something on top of the urn wrapped up for hatmona purposes is a problem even on Erev Shabbos. That's what comes out. Yeah, stop me if there's anything I'm saying which is not clear. Yeah. That's a good shot of that. So if it's not on the flame itself, then it's a dovah hamamit. That's also only on Shabbos itself.
Where is it?
On a worktop. Someone's got it. I had it pointed. I was just by someone a few weeks ago. Promised I had the shot actually. They want to have a hot plate on over Shabbos, so they wanted to put everything in the oven before Shabbos, then switch the oven off. And then what they did was they left it in the oven. We can see there's no problem at the bottom in the oven for various reasons. But it's very possible what could happen is someone could take it out of the oven, wrap it up in a towel before Shabbos and leave it now till the Shabbos meal.
Before Shabbos.
Now that's hatmona, yeah? But now, since it's off the flame, it's dovah hamamit. It's not a dovah hamosif. Wrapping on a dovah hamamit before Shabbos is mutter. That would be okay, that case. But on Shabbos itself, let's say on Shabbos, you're coming out to shul, and it's already nach, and you see, oh, you go out, your hot plate's gone off. And you know you're having soup, only after the fish is going to be a bit of time, so you want to take your plate, your soup off the hot plate, wrap it in a towel to preserve its heat for as long as possible, that you can't do. That's a dovah hamamid, but that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos.
Even if it's not
moisture. Even if it's not moisture, yeah. Basically, there's two etanim which are consistent with all cases, even the worst case of dovah moisture. Number one is if you don't wrap it properly. That means you leave a substantial amount not covered. A big shayla, how much a substantial amount is. We said it means a part which most people would understand. No normal person, you want to insulate something, would insulate and leave this area uncovered. So the mushroom, top part of the pot. Let's say someone wraps up a pot and he leaves the top part uncovered. That's a major chelik of the pot which is not uncovered. That helps even by Dovah HaMosif Hevel. Even that is Mosif. If someone did it on Erev Shabbos, he takes his pot on top of the urn and he puts a towel around it and he leaves the top part uncovered, that will be Mutter. Even though it's a Dovah HaMosif Hevel, but since a substantial part of it is not covered, that is Mutter even by Dovah HaMosif Hevel. Yeah? Then we said another thing as well, or hu adin, if Lubosha, you put a wide lid on top of your pot, so that when your towel droops down the sides, the wide lid makes it that it doesn't touch the walls because it's too wide. And so what I mean, you've got a big pot over here. This is your pot. And you put on it, let's say, a lid like this. Not as big, but now when it droops down the side, it's nowhere near the walls anymore. Yeah, it's when you bend down underneath, it's too far away from the walls. That is also a heft which is worked in by Dovah HaMosif Hevel. That's not called insulated. Such a big gap, but that's not called insulated. That is mutter. Those two heter work in by Dovah HaMosif Hevel. Then there's also another heter which also works, and that is another interesting thing. A kisui which is not for hatmona purposes. This is very interesting. He's a person puts a covering on something, but he does it for an ulterior motive. He does it, the moshul we said, for example, let's say someone wants to put a schnitzel on top of his urn. Now that chay wants to wrap up a schnitzel in foil. The chay, that should be hatmona. He's wrapping up a schnitzel in foil, he's putting it on top of the urn, which is on the fire, that should be problematic. But since, what? No, not fatmona, the blech doesn't help before fatmona. Even if you've got a blech on, it's a good point, even if you've got a blech on, it won't help the fatmona, yeah? Because fatmona is the food is wrapped up on a dolmen, so it doesn't help at all, the blech for that. The blech does not help fatmona. So if someone takes a piece of schnitzel, and he wraps it up, and he puts it on top of his urn, the chut should be a problem. What we said, that many poskim hold that the first wrapping a person puts around the food is for protection. That's Chazal weren't goyzer on that case. The first wrapping round the food is protection of the food item. The Shulchan Aruch's case is to protect from the insects coming in, the mice coming in, and therefore the first wrapping is not called a hatmona dika wrapping. And therefore there's no problem. Clearly, if someone's got a pot full of food and he puts a lid on top of it, there's no hatmona, because the first wrapping, the keli itself, where you wrap where the food is in, is not hatmona. Who had to take a piece of schnitzel and you wrap it round, you put a piece of foil round it, once round, then that is normal, that's allowed to be done.
Even if you want to heat it up.
Even if you want it up. That's the big size. That's what I asked last time. What about if you have kavona to heat up? That's your kavona. Your kavona is the wrapping, not because of hygiene reasons, but you're doing it for the purpose of heating up. Many possible allow this, actually. I must say many possible allow this. I'm not saying everyone holds like this, but many possible hold, even if your kavona is for that purpose, but since it's only one wrapping is chazal will not gozer. So in Santa Shaila from Shlomo Zalman, who I made in the Shaila, Shlomo Zalman asked, someone had his einikah coming to him for Shabbos. So he had a boiling hot urn on the fire, and he was worried that the einikah would touch the urn. So he wrapped it up in a towel, he put a towel around it to stop the einikah touching the hot urn. Friday night, they come, they have a good time, they touch everything besides the urn. And then after Friday night, he's happy they've gone home. First, he's happy they've gone home, this one. But then, on top of that, he thinks, now, you know what, that towel's very good where it is. Can I leave it on there now to keep it nice and hot? And an interesting point, it started off beheta. So when you did the hatmona, it started off beheta. Is it now? Are you mochadig up? He's got another shayla. It's a sad shayla. What? He wraps it all. Let's say he wraps the whole thing. Completely wraps the whole thing. It's a very interesting shayla. No, he did it for shmirah. The reason, when you put the first wrapping on, when you put the towel on, he's doing it for protection purposes. He's doing, he wants to stop his eye from touching the thing. So that's mutter. Yeah, it's a very interesting shayla. Who I did has got a shayla, also very interesting, is he's got very old pots. They're quite embarrassing, really. Now he knows his neighbours pop in and out all the time. He's very embarrassed with those pots. So he wants to cover up the pots so that the neighbours can't see what's going on. So Friday night they're busy coming in and out, and they can see what's going on, so he covers his pots and towels. After Friday night they've gone out already, they're not coming back in again. They don't stay. Once they're out, they don't come back in. Is that also allowed? It started off Behetti. He was doing it to stop himself having embarrassment. So he wrapped it up to stop himself having embarrassment. Now, is he allowed to leave it on? It's an interesting shy of that. But that's what we're saying. The first wrapping that a person does is mutter, because that's for hygiene purposes. Chazal look at that as for a hygiene reason, and therefore that's mutter. To take the silver foil, we said, now make a few wrappings round the schnitzel, and the chur, who are you? You've got your greaseproof paper around it, completely around it, and then you put foil around it, that the chur is an isfat mono. That one can't do. That's not allowed. The second wrapping is not a heter, even though you're saying you're doing it for whatever reason you're doing it, unless you've got a justification. We said already last time, watch these harmonious meals where they're double wrapped. So we said the harmonious meals are double wrapped for halachic reasons, yeah? They're worried about the oven, the steam going through. So there's no problem in a harmonious meal to put that in the oven, for example, even if it's got a double wrapping around it. Yeah, the oven, yeah, that's not a problem. Or put on top of your blech, or on top of your hot plates, anything like that. That's mutter, because that double wrapping is for a practical reason. They're not doing it for hatmona reasons. They are doing it itself kashrus. So whenever you do it itself kashrus, there's no problem. It's sad, what do you call it? It's sad hatmona. Once you get onto two layers, that's more problematic. That's what we said already last time. That's more problematic. Once you get onto a second layer, unless you've got a justification for what you're doing. Normally, we look at a second layer as a hatmona dika chelik, unless you can explain why you're doing it. What do you mean? I'm saying most people put a second wrapping on. We look at it as a hatmona. In that case, you told me before, the grease proof paper, and then you put a foil around it. There's no halachic reason why a person should be doing it. That is purely lechel. That looks like it's a hatmona. So that is not a justification. That lechel is hatmona. That's not allowed. Yeah? That's the chayyim coming. Ah, so now they're also the possibility. Someone's got a large piece of silver foil. Meister, they don't allow this to, what do you call it, to wrap up a few times. What you can do, let's go to this point here. Oh, right, sorry. But what you can do, they say, is an insulator. Before you put your foil around it, you double over the foil like this, you make it thick. Yeah, but you made it into one kaidi. This becomes now one kaidi. And now you wrap up your thing in this. That's what to do. Yeah, that's the chayyim problematic. That's a lot of poskim hold it's problematic. That's not so good. So to take one long piece of foil and wrap it up a few times, that's not so good. That's not such a good idea. what else is there over here in Hatmona? We said that's not carefully wrapped up. But that applies also by Dovah Moshe, yeah, but it's not completely wrapped.
There's no basic of kavana,
doesn't
in this case.
I'm saying most possible hold that the first layer, even if you've got kavana the chamin,
one layer is okay, two is not.
I'm not saying everyone holds like that.
Or not kavana, it's making a difference.
That's what we're taking on, yeah, that's a pashtus, it looks like that. Others disagree. I think Ramosha once sure has mentioned is that if you rack it up even once, but your kavana is purely for chamimus, that's awesome.
And twice without kavana, that's definitely not.
I don't know. Unless you do for halachic reasons, you've got a
halachic reason.
That's the chayyim problem. Grease proof paper, then a foil.
Practical reasons
is good. If you don't want it to leak out, someone's got a schnitzel with a bit of juice on it, he doesn't want it to leak out. He's worried that one layer of foil is not enough, and you wrap it twice, the chayyim, that's protection. That's also okay. If a person is doing it for protection purposes, you have to be honest with yourself. If you're wrapping up something twice for protection purposes, that's mutter. That means if you're scared to wash the first layer of foil, yeah, because...
So two layers, you're not doing it for chibum.
I'm doing protection. The schnitzel which is wrapped up in greaseproof and foil, I find it hard. What's the chashash? What are you protecting? What are you worried about? It's not going to leak out. Normally, the general rule is two layers are problematic unless you've got a justification in what you're doing.
To become soggy.
I don't know if that's right.
It's not
soggy.
Where it is, but not chibum.
You also have to do
it.
Sure, that's called chibum. It's a nice way of putting it, but I think that's called chibum. Unless you're worried, mummy says it's going to leak out. You're worried it's going to leak out, that's a different story. I understand that. Hatmona is worse. Hatmona is a problem, Hatmona, if you've got two layers. Unless you can manage to justify why you've got two layers. I'm saying, bring up.
It's a sort of full container tray. You put one of those
grease proof papers
on the tray.
Yeah, it doesn't wrap the whole thing around it.
You put the food on that tray. It's in there now. You take it out into there, put it in the silver foil, wrap it around the silver foil.
That's what you wrap once then. The grease proof paper.
The whole thing.
He's saying you wrap the foil around it, and then you put the grease proof goes around it as well. As you wrap the foil around it, you do the whole thing. I have to check it out. Once you've already got two layers, and I can't see why you're doing it. I mean, I don't think so. Most people are happy. You try your schnitzel this week with only one layer of.
He's taking things off and putting it around again.
Yeah, but that's not a heter. That's a heter. I don't think that's a heter. I have to check it out. I don't think that's a heter. Okay, that's the Nala. Then we came in that. That's their turn with Dovah Moshe Hevel and Dovah She'ena Moshe Hevel. When you come to Dovah She'ena Moshe Hevel, that's much more lenient, obviously. So we've got another few terms in that as well. Heter number one was, if it was wrapped before Shabbos, someone took his soup off the fire before Shabbos. He wrapped it up in a towel to get it boiling hot. comes to Shabbos Friday night, wants to have his meal, takes the soup out, takes the towel off, he ladles out the soup, and he obviously takes the towel off first, he ladles out the soup, and now he wants to wrap it again. That's mutter. Since it's a dover she'ena moshav hevel, and he's already done it before Shabbos, so then we look at it as an extension of what he does now on Shabbos, as an extension of that, and that is mutter. In fact, the Chazal Halach is even more than that. Not only can you do that, you can even put an extra layer of towel on as well. You can put a second towel on it as well now. Since you wrapped that before Shabbos, and you did that hatmon that you were supposed to do, that was done, yeah? That was okay. Let's... Well, how were you allowed to... the first hatmon was allowed because it was on Erev Shabbos, on a Dovish anyway, whatever. So you could take the chicken soup off, you wrap it up in a towel, that's mutter. Mutter, nothing wrong. On Shabbos itself, you could take the towel off, serve your soup out, and wrap up the thing again, and put even an extra layer on top of that. You're allowed to do as well.
No problem with mine.
No problem with?
Mine.
Yeah, mine is no problem, yeah. Don't need most of. Dovah, mine, Dovish, any most of is the same thing, yeah. Sorry?
Send
towel around. I'll tell you, there's what you want. No problem at all. There's no problem whatsoever in that. And not. Sorry? As long as?
Done the first one.
Yeah. The first one is done before Shabbos, and the Dovah She'ena Moshav Hevel. Yeah, it's a Dovah She'ena Moshav Hevel. As long as the first one's done before Shabbos. No, once you've done it, that's all right. That's what to do. That Dovah She'ena Moshav Hevel. Another heter is also, that is another heter we said also another time, and that is an Akedi She'ni. Once it's been transferred to Akedi She'ni by Dovah She'ena Moshav Hevel, and watch, you've got a tea cozy, yeah? And you want to, what do you call it, you want to keep it insulated, so you want to put a wrapping around it, even on Shabbos, for the first time, that's mutter. A keli sheni, by a dover sheni, most of heaven is mutter. Who I did, I feel, well, this is practical, it's almost like a hot water bottle. He goes to the urn, he fills up the hot water bottle with hot water, that's a keli sheni, the hot water bottle. He wants to put it under his blankets, he wants to wrap it up, under, let's say the pillowcase or whatever, and sleep on it, I don't know whatever he wants to do, yeah? Let's say, unless there's no problems with refuah or whatever, let's say all our problems, with Sathatmon there's no problem. Because that hot water bottle is a keli sheni. It's a dover she'ena moshav hevel, doesn't give out new heat, it preserves the heat. Preserving heat in a dover she'ena moshav hevel, in a keli sheni, is mutter to wrap up. So that would be an interest that would be allowed to be done. Now, I don't know who does this, but I see the posthumous or mazir people. I don't know who does this, actually. I can't really see why people do this. But it looks like some people like to wrap up their urn. That means you've got your urn boiling away or whatever, and you want to make sure it stays with the heat. So you take a towel or something and you wrap it around all the sides. That is a serious problem. Because that is a dover hamoisiv hevel. This element is working. So that whole pot is a dover hamoisiv hevel. And now you wrap a towel around it, you're wrapping something up. Even on Erev Shabbos you do this, it's a problem. Even if you do this on Erev Shabbos, you're going to have a problem. You're doing a dover, a tmona on a dover on Moshav Hevel, which is not allowed to be done, even on Erev Shabbos.
Well.
You're covering everything, yeah, you cover everything. If you cover everything, yeah, that's a problem. Then we, yeah? Then we spoke about food being wrapped up in food. That was also an interesting shayla. So we said that what happens if a person, Lamoshla has a kishka, and he wants to put it into chomet. So the first wrapping of the kishka is no problem, because that is there to protect the kishka, doesn't break up. But the problem is that kishka, which is now being surrounded in your cholent is a hatmona. It's wrapping around, it's hot insulating your kishka. So you've got hatmona on your kishka. So we saw Shlomo Zalman says that's all called one meiser bishul. It's all called one act of cooking. You look at everything in the pot, it's all called one cooking. Many pots disagree with this. And they time that is a problem hatmona. So a person takes the moshul, a piece of foil, he wraps up kegel in the foil, and he lowers that into his cholent. They time that's a serious problem hatmona. Even though it's true, you're doing it to stop the separation from breaking apart, but the cholent, or whatever it is wrapped around your kegel, that is the problem. They say, though, that if you make holes in your foil, or if your kishka, which I think apparently is very common, the kishka is wrapped in like greaseproof paper or something, where the cholent can penetrate through it, and it gives a tam into the kishka, then the possibility you've got is one tashel. That's called one food, because since it's all blending together, it's not meant to be a separation, it's meant to blend together. Who I didn't say with eggs? People put eggs in a cholent, so it's got the shell around it, so the shell around it is one cake, that's one wrapping, but then you put it into your cholent, the cholent is wrapping around your egg, which lechaira should be a problem. On that they say that, since it gives a tam into your egg, that is much to do. And therefore, whenever you're giving a tamim, that's mutter. Again, those two shits are one shit holds, it's always mutter. Shreim Zalman shit holds, it's always mutter. Maybe a chiddush is to Shreim Zalman. Others, many others disagree with Yashin, Moshe, many others disagree with this shit. And they hold that that's not enough for heter. And the only, it's not called therapy, so you haven't got a heter for that. And the only way it's mutter is if the taste penetrates right through, and you're getting hanor from that tasting, and it's all called one bit of mutter. Okay, everybody say. Okay.